Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Possible transition, yeah. But we're moving from Foxes to NBA basketball as the 76ers made the headlines yesterday, will likely again today, and a couple more times between now and training camp in late September. And nice enough to join us on the line to talk all things Sixers from the Daily Six newsletter, Derek Bodner. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, John.
Well, Derek, the news yesterday, James Harden declines his player option for 1 year at $47.4 million, elects free agency. According to reports from just about everyone, he is likely to sign a 3 to 4 year deal with the Sixers at in the mid-30s per season. First and foremost, Derek, how does this help Daryl Morey?
Yeah, well, so the Sixers have been shopping with their non-taxpayer mid-level and their biannual exception, which are basically two exceptions that allow you to sign players even if you're over the salary cap. If you use those, you get hard capped at what's called a luxury tax apron. So like you have about $157 million to spend, and you can't go over that if you use these two exceptions. So by taking less money, the Sixers can go out there and spend those exceptions on someone like P.J. Tucker. Mm. And I say someone like P.J. Tucker when it's a foregone conclusion, it's going to be P.J. Tucker. And then also somebody else with that lower $4 million biannual exception. If James Harden doesn't take this pay cut, they would have to trade a couple of players, really. They would have had to trade maybe Matisse Thybul, maybe Furkan Korkmaz, find someone, other team, who would be willing to take on those salaries for nothing. And that's not even a foregone conclusion that you could do that. So by him doing that, you're able to basically add more depth to your team.
So it sounds like it's maybe the lesser of two evils in making a decision such as this. So, Derek, let me ask your opinion here. Do you like the Harden at 3 to 4 years with a little flexibility, or would you have preferred the one-year option?
Yeah, I mean, look, there is tremendous concern over how he is going to age. I get that. I share that. I understand that. I don't think getting him to take less money and come back on a one-year deal was feasible. You have to give something there. And I think that maximizing your chance to go out and compete for a title right now when you still have Joel Embiid, when James Harden is still a good player, maybe not a star-level player, but a good player, I think that is the right move. So is there a chance that 2 years down the line this could be a bad contract? Yes, but I think that's the risk you have to take. And when I started this offseason off, I said, look, if they can get him back at 3 years, 130, I think that's a win for all of your priorities. It looks like they're going to come in under that. So, yeah, I think they're doing pretty good.
So, assuming that this comes to fruition, he signs a 3 or 4 year deal, how is he used moving forward? Is he still running the point and we are expecting him to have that burst to the rim? How will his game and how is he used? Is that going to be altered?
Yeah, it's a fair question because on the one hand, I think his one still undeniable elite skill is his passing. So you want him on the ball to make use of that. On the other hand, there is a scenario where Tyrese Maxey is going to be the better half-court scorer, or at least a co-equal scorer alongside of him. You need James Harden to become a little more willing and capable of a catch-and-shoot player, of an off-ball player. So I think you do need him to grow. But yeah, I think he's still going to have the ball in his hands a lot because you need his passing, you need his shot creation for others, you need his ability to run a pick-and-roll with Joel Embiid and to get open shots, especially now that you're loading up, P.J. Tucker, the one thing he does exceptionally well in offense is he is a really good catch-and-shoot corner three-point shooter. Same thing for De'Anthony Melton, one of the best catch-and-shoot corner three-point shooters in the league last year. You need someone to create those shots for those players. So, yeah, even if he's not scoring like he was in his Houston days, I think he's going to be running the offense most of the time.
What we are witnessing right now and the decline of the player option and signing to a multi-year deal, do you think this happens if it's a different GM? You think maybe a different GM not named Daryl Morey would say, I don't know if I liked what I saw. I'll let him opt into this player option and then I'll make a decision. Do you think this is only and exclusively a Daryl Morey thing?
Yeah, it's a fair question. I think when we came into this offseason, I think a lot of people looked at the Daryl Morey-James Harden relationship as almost like a drawback, like something that could get the Sixers into trouble because you didn't know whether or not Daryl Morey could fairly evaluate somebody that he wore a shirt that said Basketball Jesus with his picture on it. You didn't know if he could fairly evaluate James Harden. And I think it turns out, you know, I think if there's two reasons why James Harden's willing to give up some money, it's one because I think he believes in Joel Embiid and the chance to compete for a title. And I do think, you know, criticize James Harden all you want. I think he wants to win a title. And then I think the second thing is I think he believes in Daryl Morey and his ability to build a team around James Harden, around Joel Embiid. I think he believes in Daryl Morey as a GM. So if he didn't believe in either of those two players, would he be willing to give up a pretty substantial amount of money? Probably not. Now, I don't know if that makes Daryl Morey and the Sixers situation entirely unique, but I do think those two factors certainly played into it.
Yeah. So you brought up P.J. Tucker, who it appears to be a foregone conclusion that the money this is freeing up will no doubt welcome him to the Sixers on a likely 3-year contract. Derek, 3 years. Is that the price to get P.J. Tucker to come to Philly?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is. Look, I think P.J. Tucker would actually be a really good fit next year. I have a reasonable degree of confidence that the $9.5 million that he would make next year, he will be worth. Years 2 and 3 start to get really scary, especially when he approaches 40 years old. Look, the nature of free agency is, unless somebody is like demanding to go there, you almost always have to overpay. And the Heat are offering, I think it was 3 years, $27 million. So in order to get P.J. Tucker, you have to outbid that. Free agency is, like I said, in part designed, you have to overpay. It's always going to be uncomfortable. It is going to be scary in that third year. But I think at the very least, they will have, you know, contracts they can use for salary matching purposes. But look, again, these moves I don't think aren't really made for 2024. They're made for 2022 and maybe 2023 if things work out. I think that's the framework they're looking at it in. But yes, I think P.J. Tucker will be a good addition, but I absolutely understand that 3 years is going to be scary for that.
So under the framework that it's the here and the now, this is Joel Embiid's window, this is the last of what James Harden is likely to be in an effective, at the very least, facilitator, you add in P.J. Tucker, this still doesn't seem like a good enough of a roster to represent the Eastern Conference, or am I wrong, Derek?
Well, I think the way that I would look at it is if the Sixers can win a title, it's going to come down to three people: Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, and James Harden. If James Harden bounces back in a way that we don't expect, or Tyrese Maxey takes a huge step forward in his path towards maybe being a star, then they have a chance to compete. And if that one of those three things happens, then the role players that you have acquired here will be very valuable. They will help you if something good happens with Harden or Maxey. If they don't, though, it's all going to come down to those three. So I think these are moves you had to make. I don't think you're going to be able to change the fundamental who you're relying on to win a championship, but I think they're better positioned to compete for a championship if one of those three players do make a jump.
I don't know if you saw this. It came out early this morning, Derek, that Brett Brown has found a job again, or has re-entered the coaching realm back under Greg Popovich in San Antonio. Derek, just in your opinion, I'm surprised. I know, like, the two of us got to know Brett Brown very well throughout the course of our time covering him. I'm very surprised that it took this long for him to enter back into the NBA. And I thought another franchise would at some point give him a head coaching opportunity. You think this was his choice here to go back to be under Pop, or he didn't have any offers to be a head coach?
Well, I think he was still under contract up until the end of the last season.
That's right.
You know, I don't think he probably wanted to give that up. So I think the timing probably makes sense there. And going back to Pop, you know, whether or not this is a 1 or 2 year stop in San Antonio until his next head coaching job, or whether or not being an assistant coach is what he's going to be for the foreseeable future, I don't know. I would guess he'll probably get another shot at some point. But I think the timing of it probably relates to dollars and cents.
Final question I have for you there, Derek. I will hold out the pipe dream, as distant as it may seem. Bradley Beal also declined his player option, elected free agency. Is it a 100% chance that he signs 5 years with Washington, or can the Sixers and other franchises hold out just a little bit of hope he may choose winning over the 5 years and money?
Yeah, I don't know if anything's ever 100%, but I think this one's pretty close. I would be surprised if he's not in Washington next year.
Damn. Oh, well, I didn't like the way this conversation ended. If you want information on all things 76ers, the latest news, the latest stories, I can't recommend enough that you subscribe to the Daily Six newsletter. Just go to your...
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.